Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and it is August 29th, 2014, and I have on the phone Mick Oler. Sorry about that, Mick. He's the executive director.
Okay.
Yeah, he's executive director of Summit Achievement in Maine, and we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the changes there. And we had a press release that you had a special education teacher that you hired, and that's the first one that you had. So could you tell a little bit about what's going on? Sounds like you're strengthening the program there.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on, Lon. It's an honor and privilege. So thanks for the invite. And yes, we do have some exciting changes. We've been around for 18 years now, and for at least the nearly 7 years that I've been at Summit, I've heard a question asked of us over and over, well, do you have a certified special educator on staff? And unfortunately, I've had to answer no, and so I'm thrilled to be able to now be able to answer that affirmatively. Yes, we do. We have a special education coordinator now joining us. His name is Tyler Windsor, and he is a certified special educator. He received his Master's of Education in Special Education, and it's not necessarily going to change our program model, but it is going to help us really enhance the programming that we do provide our students, the experience that they have, as well as the critical assessment that we can provide both the students, the families, the educational consultants, the schools that we're working with for each student. So this is really exciting for us in so many ways. Our clinicians are just as excited at this point because now we will have someone in-house with the expertise to be able to really help us all as a treatment team work with students with specific learning disabilities.
Sounds like there might be a few training sessions there for the rest of the staff. You bring the rest of the staff. This person brings the rest of the staff up to speed.
Oh, you got it. We're really excited about the in-house trainings that we're going to be able to do now. And you know, thinking about, for example, a student with autism spectrum disorder, for example. That's something that is going to be thrilling to be able to truly understand and evaluate and assess and help a student find success in a classroom setting in conjunction with helping them from a clinical perspective of, for example, the social coaching that we provide and the overall treatment that we're providing students like that. So this is really exciting for us.
Okay, well, that sounds real good and growing and strengthening your program. Now, you also hired a new academic director. Now, I understand this replaced the gal that had to go about out west. But she has a lot of international experience, and I think there's something that you're trying to... by hiring her, you're trying to strengthen the some international students you get there?
Exactly. And so Bonnie Richardson joined us, and we are thrilled because of her experience in academic administration as well as her leadership abilities. But specifically, she has some great experience in international education and programming. And we really are seeing a trend in the recent history here with more and more international students who are obviously coming to the U.S. for educational purposes, but as teenagers will be teenagers, are also experiencing some behavioral, social, emotional challenges, and so are needing some sort of intervention, some sort of treatment, some sort of assessment while they are here in the States. And so bringing Bonnie on is something that's great for us because she has tremendous insights and understanding and experience working with these types of students, understanding the environments that perhaps they're coming from, their educational needs, and allowing us to serve them better. These students are coming to us from all over the world, and so we need to be ready to meet their unique challenges and unique needs as they arrive to Summit Achievement and need some treatment as well as continuing on with their academics.
Well, that sounds good, and it's intriguing you talk about this trend. Because I remember when I was admissions director back in the 1980s, we looked at international students. This is for a therapeutic boarding school. And we looked at seeing if we couldn't get some of those kids, because a lot of students were coming here. And the countries absolutely would not let the kids that had problems or diagnoses or the equivalent out of the country. And it sounds like that's breaking through, in that these are kids that are already here. They already have their I-20s, I think it is.
Exactly.
And they're just it's a transfer to another school when they meet the needs when they need it. That's intriguing, and I think it's going to has some very significant things. Well, we just have about a minute left, but why don't you talk about Summit Achievement. Why is it a unique? It's known as a wilderness program, but it's very unique. And give us a little bit of an explanation, about 1-2 minutes.
Oh, boy, that's going to be hard for me, but I'll give it a great shot, because it's something I'm so passionate about, is the difference between our programming and so many of the other programs out there. But essentially, you know, the visionary model that our founders, Dr. Will White, Adam Sappas, and Chris Mays came up with, was combining the best features of a wilderness therapy program with the best features of a special needs or therapeutic boarding school. And essentially what we've done is integrated a residential community, a traditional academic and traditional academic instruction, with the outdoor adventure wilderness therapy that creates a format that I believe very strongly better facilitates transition from the wilderness to more traditional settings. And that is because of the unbelievable experience that these kids are experiencing when they are on the top of a 4,000 foot summit in the White Mountains, where they feel like they're on top of the world and exclaiming, you know, at the top of their lungs, you know, I did it. But really helping them transfer the momentum, the emotion, the feeling of success into traditional environment within our treatment setting. So having that same feeling in a classroom setting, having that same feeling in a residential setting, is helping our students better transition to, hopefully, traditional schools or traditional boarding school, or even a therapeutic boarding school, but they're prepared for it because they've had the academic experience, because they've had the residential experience as part of that intervention, as part of that treatment for that student. So that's really what sets us apart,
okay,
is having
I think you did pretty good in a capsule. It's almost like a 50 words or less type of question, but you did pretty good.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Mick, to talk a little bit about some of the changes that are strengthenings that's going on in Summit Achievement. And you have an excellent reputation, of what I hear, and sounds like you're working at continuing it. And so thank you very much for having your time.
Well, thank you, Lon. I appreciate it, and hope to see you again here soon.
Okay, well, we'll keep in touch. This is Lon Woodbury. We've been talking to Mick Euler with the Summit Achievement about the changes that's been going on and the strengthening of their special education part of the program, especially. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report.